Bugs for Brother Ba by Karen Ahlstrom, based on a true story. Teacher, do you love me? Teacher, will you care for me? Children's Songbook 178. Lisbeth stared out the car window on the way to church. There was a bug on the outside of the window. She grinned. Bugs were her favorite. Lisbeth had autism. Sometimes people with autism focus a lot on one thing. Maybe that's why she loved bugs so much. She couldn't get enough of them. Lisbeth loved when Mom told her scripture stories with bugs in them, like when God sent locusts to help Moses.
Oh, I almost forgot,
Dad said as he stopped at a red light.
The bishopric is being released today.
Lisbeth's eyes caught wide.
Brother Ba, too?
Yep.
I don't want Brother Ba to leave.
Lisbeth felt like crying. It was hard for her to deal with changes. She liked things to stay the same. Mom twisted around in her seat.
Oh, he's not leaving, sweetie. He just won't be in the bishopric anymore.
That made Lisbeth feel a little better.
Will he still be on the stand waiting for my pictures?
Not after today, but you can still see him at church.
Every Sunday, Lisbeth drew a picture for Brother Ba. It started one week when he visited Lisbeth's primary class. Lisbeth drew a praying mantis on the chalkboard of her primary classroom. She was sad she had to leave before it was finished. Brother Ba asked Lisbeth to draw a new picture for him on paper. She drew a bright red ladybug with black spots. Brother Ba liked it a lot. Lisbeth decided to draw a picture for him every week. Last week, she drew him a beetle. Before that, she drew an ant colony full of twisty tunnels.
Now it won't be the same,
Lisbeth thought.
What if Brother Ba doesn't want my pictures anymore?
She asked Mom and Dad.
I think he will. Remember when he brought you an antlion from the desert?
Lisbeth nodded. That was a really cool bug. It caught ants in its trap. Dad parked the car, and they all got out. Mom put her arm around Lisbeth as they walked.
What if you draw an extra special picture for Brother Ba today? That way you can thank him for being your friend.
That was a good idea. Lisbeth tried to think of something special to draw. During sacrament meeting, the bishopric shared their testimonies. Brother Ba said everyone should make Jesus the center of their lives. That gave Lisbeth an idea. She got out her yellow crayon. First, she drew a big beehive. Then she drew some bees. Each one had wings, stripes, stingers, and even a proboscis, a long nose for drinking nectar. She had to hurry to finish her picture during the closing hymn. After the meeting, Lisbeth showed Brother Ba her picture.
Look! For bees, the hive is the center of their lives, and Jesus is the center of our lives. We are the bees, and Jesus is our hive.
Brother Ba gave Lisbeth a big smile.
That's wonderful, Lisbeth. Thank you. I hope you'll keep saying hello to me at church. I may not be in the bishopric anymore, but I still want to see your great pictures.
Lisbeth felt warm inside. She knew that Brother Ba put Jesus at the center of his life, too, and that he loved her, like Jesus did. She walked to her primary classroom humming like a bee. What could she draw next week? The author lives in Utah, USA.
End of the story, Bugs for Brother Ba. By Karen Ahlstrom, based on a true story. Read by Charlene Stewart, Ben Cummins, Kristen Hawkins, David Shaw, and Shannon Nelson.